This is 88.5. I'm Leah Fleming. Let's talk now about two Atlanta cities, Eastlake and Bankhead. Full of history and close proximity to downtown, they're both prime areas for revitalization. Eastlake has done just that through a project founded by Atlanta real estate developer Tom Cousins called Purpose Built Communities. By the way, Cousins purchased and brought the Atlanta Hawks to the city. Anyway, since Eastlake has been a part of the program, violent crime is down, test scores and property values are up. Now Bankhead has become a purpose-built community and is looking to enjoy the same success as Eastlake. I recently talked with leaders in both communities. Deborah Edelson is with the Grove Park Foundation, and Rhonda Fisher is the COO of the Eastlake Foundation. She says Eastlake is a great place to live these days.
So Eastlake neighborhood has dramatically changed over the past 23 years since the Eastlake Foundation has been in existence. I would say that now this is a community that is thriving. We would consider it a healthy community that has a good amount of economic diversity. We have highly performing schools. So we have a cradle to college education pipeline, which is really, I would say, the hallmark of our work there, where we've probably seen the most transformation. So overall, Eastlake is a thriving, vibrant place where we think families are able to build great futures for their children.
And Deborah, you work in Grove Park. Let's talk a little bit about that for those who have not been to it. Tell us about your community.
Grove Park is a neighborhood on Atlanta's west side, so it's about a mile and a half behind Georgia Tech. Some know it historically as Bankhead. It has kind of a different kind of hip-hop identity. Today it's characterized by what Eastlake really, you know, kind of experienced many years ago. We have crime rates that are three times that of the city, an average income of about $20,000, unemployment rates that are three, four times the city average, and failing schools, and really all the hallmarks of really of struggle and multi-generations of poverty.
So one of the issues that is facing the greater Atlanta community, no matter which one you live in, is housing and keeping that affordable. And I think everybody loves the idea of gentrification and improving. But how do you do that without disenfranchising those who have been there all along and have struggled for so long?
A, very carefully. You don't use a blunt instrument. So from the Grove Park perspective, the neighborhood is 97% single family residences. So our challenge is how do you work with 84%, 83% of those properties being investor owned, only 16-17% being homeowners, long time, mostly African American women who moved there in the 60s, raised their families there, and are still in those homes that have not appreciated very much. And now they have a lot of costs. One is we provide emergency repair. We try and help those existing homeowners stay in their homes, make it affordable. We know their taxes are going to go up. We try and find funding to offset those taxes so they can stay. We're building the first multifamily affordable in the neighborhood because not everyone can manage a house. Not everyone has the wherewithal to live in a house. But people want to stay in the neighborhood, so we need to give them alternative housing types. So we're looking at how can we provide additional housing types. But everything we do is target to those residents who live there now.
Eastlake hosted a very important golf tournament this past year. I was at that. I saw Tiger Woods win. We all know about the tour championship. And you all benefited with money from the PGA, quite a bit of money, millions of dollars.
Millions.
How does that help?
I will say for the Eastlake Foundation, it changes everything about our work, everything that we're able to provide to the community, every partnership that we're able to secure, like the programs that we support at Drew Charter School and the Eastlake YMCA, that will be transformative across all of the work that we do. And I would say in a very, very strong way, us being able to provide some very important services, scholarships to students at Drew Charter School.
And I know for you, Deborah, not only will you all benefit from that, but you also have artists that really have that Bankhead at heart. You know, T.I. and Killer Mike, they have all gotten on board for, you know, really helping their hometown.
Yes, there is a lot of interesting history in this neighborhood, including some really great folks who have come out of the music space. And T.I. And his charitable entity are a group that we are interacting with. You know, we coordinate where we can. And he has, look, the personal history of what it meant to grow up that neighborhood. And one of the things we do in that vein is we take oral histories of people who have grown up in the neighborhood. Again, if you think about those aging, mostly aging women mm-hmm. who have the history and remember, like during, you know, desegregation, the school was burned down in the neighborhood. I mean, there's all kinds of just localized history. So it's really important that we keep those narratives and we secure them and we archive them so that we all understand, you know, kind of the arc of history in these neighborhoods.
Yes. They are really worth revitalizing.
Yes.
They are Atlanta.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, exactly. This is the history of Atlanta.
Rhonda Fisher is the COO of the Eastlake Foundation, and Deborah Edelson is Executive Director of the Grove Park Foundation. This is GPB Atlanta.